Proclamation number 5102, dated the April 9th, 1951. School of the Spirit. You all have to complete the School of the Spirit if you want to attain the eternal right to dwell in the spiritual kingdom as blissful spiritual beings permeated by light, who are able to create with might and strength in harmony with my will. This School of the Spirit is your earthly existence, which frequently is an unbearably heavy burden for you indeed, but which then can also result in greater success if you only strive with goodwill towards your spiritual perfection and do not allow the tribulations of life to depress you. If you do not regard earthly life as an end in itself but as a means to an end, you always have to remember that the period of time you live on earth as self-aware beings is but short, but that this short phase is decisive for eternity. Bear in mind that you are expected to make the free decision of will during this short time on earth, and that you are only able to make this decision if you are influenced by two sides and one side becomes victorious over you. This, understandably, will require a struggle which you yourselves have to settle as human beings. Thus, your spiritual perfection is entirely in your own hands, but it will be supported by me in every way, even if it is not obvious to you. After all, I want to win you over and not lose you. Hence, you also have to be convinced that I will shape every human being's fate such that he will be able to reach his goal, his spiritual perfection on earth, if his will makes the right choice. And therefore I also know the dangers he could succumb to and will avert them from him as far as possible, which, however, does not exclude the possibility that he can nevertheless succumb to them by virtue of his free will. But his destiny is always appropriate to further his highest possible perfection. Earthly life is but a short episode, and even if it entails a most arduous destiny, his suffering will not offset the beatitude which he can create for himself with correct use of his will. I do not deliberately abandon any of my living creations to their fate. I will always and forever look after each one, for I want the School of the Spirit to be successful. And if the person is always, consciously, mindful that nothing happens or is permitted without my will, which always aims to achieve spiritual success, then he will also always have the opportunity to enter into mental contact with me to favorably dispose my will towards him, since I am a father to all my living creations, who lovingly tends to his children if only a silent call reaches his ear, an appeal for help in spiritual or even earthly hardship. You are truly not alone. Someone who loves you is with you and only wants what is best for you. Why do you not call on him and confide your problems to him? Do not allow earthly adversity to deter you from me, but allow it to push you towards me, then it will truly no longer burden you so much, for I will help you carry the cross that destiny has placed upon you in accordance with my wise decision and in awareness of what serves your spiritual perfection. Then the silent submission to my will is already your correctly undertaken decision of will. Then you will no longer be opposing me, but you will have relinquished your resistance to me and acknowledged me. Then you will have completed the School of the Spirit with utmost success, and your end on earth will be an easy one. Amen.